Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who are fascinated by how astrology unfolds in our daily life, in the world around us, in our personal lives, and in the politics. This is Heather Rowan Robbins speaking to you tonight from Ronan, Montana, and I am joined by
Ann Ortley here in New York.
And Ann Ortley.
Mark, yep.
We have
Mark
both. Mark, everybody's in
Mercury.
The house.
Everybody's in the house, yeah.
And Mercury's still very retrograde. We're not taking damage.
Yeah, we're talking over each other. Mark Wolf's in New York.
Right.
Yep.
And Ann Ortley from Florida.
Ann Ortley from Florida. Boca Ciega Bay. Sat and watched the sunset tonight. It was beautiful. You know, heading back to New York in a couple weeks, and I'm going to miss the sunsets, you know.
Oh,
I
bet you
West,
are.
I look east. I don't look west. Mark has sunsets, though, in his new apartment.
Do you, Mark?
Yeah, well, whenever they post one, we take a look.
That's wonderful. And we had a week of so much sun that here in Montana, that the snow melted very quickly, and so the streams are flooded. Our lower field was flooded. We've been keeping an eye on the bridge. Then it got overcast again. Got a little bit more snow on the mountains, but not down here. And right now, everything is bursting into bloom and growing. The grass is growing so fast you can watch it unfold. It knows it's got a short season between the snows of winter and the fires of summer. So everything just goes for it at this time of year. Mm-hmm. I went to watch the aurora the other day because they said there was a storm on May 7th, just, you know, yesterday. And we drove out, no such thing. It was like running, a rainstorm came in, and just as it was getting dark, but it turned out that there wasn't much of an aurora that day. But they say there is another large spike of a coronal mass ejection shooting towards Earth now, should arrive May 10th, and we'll see what that does to the politics and see if we can get a good view of the night sky then.
It certainly stirs stuff up when those mass ejections arrive.
Real. Isn't it amazing?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
It does.
Yep.
So this week, tonight, the moon's just gone into Capricorn, and it's directly opposed Venus as we speak. And the sun conjuncts Uranus tonight and tomorrow. And so I see that, you know, the Mercury almost conjunct Uranus right before it turned retrograde, and we saw a huge change in the media. We saw all those media faces leave or die or change or get fired. And so it'll be interesting to see in the next 24 hours. I know people are still acting out, and, sometimes the Mercury retrograde and those Uranus aspects can stir up the unbalanced psyches that want to go shoot up a school or shoot up a shopping mall like just happened in Texas. So I'm hoping for some stability through that, but I'm not, I'd say it's a good time to keep all of your spider senses up and out. What are you seeing, Ann?
I'm saying not this week. Mars squares Eris. Mars is going to square Pluto next week.
Mm-hmm.
And with
mm-hmm.
the Uranus
mm-hmm.
sun, and the moon's out of bounds. And it's just the eclipse season, the sun's that south node in Scorpio. It's like we got to let it go. And, people that are not too tightly wrapped are letting it go. The idea of taking off and killing someone out of the rage. And also because Venus is out of bounds and she rules all those Taurus planets in the node, it's very out of bounds behavior. People always go, what's an out of bounds? I'm like, watch the news. Mars has come back in, but he also, whatever Venus wants to do, because they're both in Cancer, whatever the moon says, they're both going to really be very reactive. So we have very short emotional reactions. Okay, we're in Capricorn now. Okay, the moon's out of bounds in Capricorn. So everybody's running a little high fevered. So,
Mark, what are you seeing?
Well, all of that is going on, and then we have Mercury retrograde. It's going to station on Sunday, and but at the end of the Mercury retrograde cycle, and that's usually when it gets the most messy. So
what did you?
Opposite the nodes too, right? So it's big.
Right.
I've been looking at the charts around the coronation. You know, the day after an eclipse on a full moon, just waning with retrograde Mercury. Not, you know, I thought that the British family used to work with astrologers, but this date was clearly not chosen for that. We know that he was born on an eclipse, so that he tends to, big things happen in his life around eclipses, but this is a lot.
Right.
Just can't imagine he's going to last in that job.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I remember Ronnie Dreyer. We did, when I was studying Vedic, she said he doesn't have a big, you know, he doesn't have a Raja Yoga, which is I'm going to be the king. So so it was interesting, you know, so he did get coronated, but this is a natal, you know, he's a Scorpio moon, Scorpio sun, Taurus moon, and this is a Taurus sun, Scorpio moon. So it's a natal reversal, which is a big deal. You know, I mean, obviously, you know, he's been waiting 70 years for this job. Well, not 70, but he's 70.
Yeah, he has.
Or two, if
he's 74. Well, he's been waiting a long time.
Yeah. A long time for the job, yeah. So now he's got it, but it also, this nodal reversal energy is pretty potent for him. So, you know, and, you know, ceremony was lovely. You know, I watched it and watched the whole thing. I mainly watched the coronation and the ins and the outs. But it was interesting because he really did make a point of, including all the religions, you know, he had representatives of all the religions, and he went and talked to all the different religious leaders in England. And then when his son spoke at the concert that they had, he said, my father, you know, because Charles has Saturn in Virgo, he said, no, my father was doing climate change before it was fashionable, and I do remember that. And me, you know, and everybody was mocking him, but he was like the original climate change guy. You know, back when it wasn't popular and he was making noise about it and people were like, what are you talking about? And now, you know, so it's an interesting because of the Scorpio Taurus, his awareness of the earth energies and then all the work that the different charities have done, you know, to help the kids, you know, so that was something, which of course is the Scorpio sun full moon, you know, being aware of those Taurus. How do I share my wealth with others? So I think it's going to be interesting to see what happens. And, of course, we're, you know, we're back at the American Revolution time. And, of course, the Commonwealth, you know, Canada said, you know, they don't have to take an oath to the king. You know, what's going to happen with the other countries in the Commonwealth with this? So it'll be interesting to see, you know, what evolves.
Wondering if the eclipse would herald, you know, a dissolution of the empire, not of England, but of the empire.
Right.
And beginning to see that everybody
gets to go their own way.
But right now, going our own way, Venus and Mars both in Cancer, I think I'm hearing from, we had a busy weekend here. We had our Druid group met here. It's nice rain during the Maypole, but it was still busy. But the minute Venus went into to Cancer on Sunday, everybody went home and no one wanted to talk to anybody anymore. You know, it's just like, oh, I need my shell time now. I've been sociable. Now it's time for privacy.
Gemini into Cancer next week,
it's going to be that tender.
Gemini into Cancer. I want a nest, you know.
And I want a nest. I'm tired of talking. And I want to curl up. And also, I've seen the over the Mother's Day weekend, the moon will be in Pisces, and it's going to be a very tender moon in Pisces, Venus in Cancer, Mars in Cancer. For happy families, it's going to be sweet and dear. You know, get the stories out about your family. Hear the history. Mercury retrograde. For those people to whom Mother's Day is painful because they've lost a mother, they never got along with their mother, or their mother was toxic, or their mother kept secrets from them, it's going to be a tricky time. I think that a lot, the past is very much with us this weekend. So I want to ask everybody to remember that the original mother is the earth, and that you mm-hmm. can, when your own mother is not there or missing or, you know, was never there to begin with or was too much there, you can reach into the mother beneath that and make that a, you know, Earth Day rather than the Mother's Day, the real Mother's Day, rather than just deal with your own mother to whom you might have issues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
it can be so tender.
I know in my case, this year my mother, mm-hmm. yeah, my mother has been dead 40 years. And I was sitting watching sunset tonight, and I was thinking, I think my Aunt Carol and Uncle Lou have been married 50 years in September. And she was kind of like a second mother. You know, she left the convent when I was in eighth grade. I was in eighth grade when she left the convent. And, you know, it's always good to have someone to talk to besides your mother when you're a teenager. So she was, you know, she was a Scorpio Sag with a Pisces moon, you know, so... She was someone, you know, that I always really cared about. And she's getting up there. She's going to be 89 this year, I believe. Yeah. So. Yeah. But at 50 years, she's been married because she left the convent after 7 years, Saturn, and then met Uncle Lou. And that was it, you know. So, but I was thinking when I was on the deck, I have to write her kids and say, are we going to have a 50th wedding anniversary? I think it's 50 years this September.
Wow.
She got married on my birthday. Yeah, she got married on my birthday. So, or right, you know, like the day before. Yeah. Aunt Carol's pretty special. So, but yeah, I think the, you know, it is a sentimental time. Yeah. So.
Mm-hmm.
And also the other people that nurture us that aren't necessarily our mothers, you know, our teachers or important, and it can be men too. It doesn't have to be women. But people that have nurtured us and helped us, you know, have supported and helped us, you know, that have provided that holding of the space to allow you to grow. You know, whispered in your ear, grow, 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 grow. So.
We'll all have those memories available to us. And it is true that peace. Some people will experience it in a really positive, warm, coming together way, and other people will have more of a feeling that things are falling apart because of the past. And you don't want to get caught up in that because things don't fall apart because of the past. They're already there.
And Mercury turns and is stationary for the weekend and turns direct Sunday night. Moon goes into Aries Monday morning, bright and early, and we start blasting out of the gate. And I'm just going to ask people not to reassess the situation on Monday before you blast ahead. It's a really easy pattern to just jump without looking when that energy comes up as we're getting ready. Luckily, the moon is still waning. Next Friday is the new moon in Taurus, one of the most fertile times of the year. So use that next week as a great time to prepare the ground to plant ideas, plant projects, plants on the new moon on Friday and the following weekend. One of the things, though, to keep an eye on is, though, Mercury is heading into Leo the next week. It's going to oppose Pluto, and they're both going to square Jupiter, which heads into Taurus next week. So it's going to be a T-square with Mars, Pluto, and Jupiter, which is going to, I think of that as a really muscular engine. So be careful where those muscles go. I have a feeling it's going to do some major political rearranging in the weeks ahead.
Yeah. Especially with Mercury going. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What were we going to say, Mark?
that makes a lot of sense. The energy that goes into politics will have all of that.
Yeah. But I think we can individually put that muscle behind something we might want to get going. We just have to use next week kind of to really reassess the situation now that Mercury's direct and say, where are we going? What do we want to do next?
Right. Mm-hmm. How are we invited into this new energy, right?
Right. Yeah. Get ourselves mapped, check in with each other to make sure we're on the same page and that we have somewhat the same goals before we leap forward, you know, to kind of just assess that or know where we disagree with their goals and it's gone on. So that's going to be an interesting process.
Yeah, and we also have Mercury, or Mars rather, opposite Pluto, which will be interesting because this is the first time Mars will be opposite Pluto since he's been in his new sign. And that's going to happen on May 20th. That's on Saturday, you know. So, I mean, we'll talk about it next week, of course. But we find this week Mars is squaring Aries, so it's stirring up a lot of anger. And then it's opposite Pluto, which is always a bit of a war aspect, you know. So, as the sun is about to go into Gemini. So, I just think this, you know, and remember, we're still in eclipse season. Even though we've had the two eclipses, they're leaving. But they're not finished. They have a little kick as they go towards the new moon. And they go, okay, you know, we're releasing. And, you know, we have to recognize that releasing energy is pretty potent. So,
yeah. Any more questions that we want to say before we start calling? Because we didn't even get to any callers last week. Any more comments, either one of you? Yeah, we did.
The Mercury-Venus Saturn is in a minor grand trine. So I always find that helpful, productive, you know, because they're working, the Venus is trining Saturn, so that's a productive energy, and it's an opening trine, and then Mercury's in an opening sextile. So it's water and earth, again, very fertile, to your point that this Taurus moon is fertile. You know, we're in a really fertile time, so ideas and feelings and, you know, and just allowing the motions to flow, especially because Venus is out of bounds. And so she and Mars are both going to change every 2.5 days. So this is a really good example, you know, when the moon, like, it just went into Capricorn, so it's reliable, dependable, hardworking, da-da-da. And then in 2 days, it's going to go into Aquarius, and then it's going to be detached and wanting its freedom. And so it's very helpful when the planets are in Cancer to watch what the moon shifts, because you can really see it in terms of the collective and what's going on with it. You know, it gives a, you know, because it was Sagittarius, so there was the shooters, it was religious, it's got a whole, you know, anti-Semite, the shooter is apparently a nationalist who's against the Jews, you know, and the white, you know,
the one in Texas.
Whatever the, yeah, I mean, they're,
yeah,
you know,
member of the right-wing death squad.
Yeah, yeah, and it's kind of like, all right, you know, this, the religious, the fanatical nature of Moon in Sagittarius, because it can be fanatical, you know. So I'm
yes,
killing you
can.
Because of my belief systems, as opposed to I'm depressed, you know, or whatever, whatever other reason people kill people, you know. So.
And still with all that out of bounds energy.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so it's hard to didn't make sense out of it.
Yeah. Well, there isn't. I just don't get it. I want an Emmett Till moment for these machine guns, frankly. I want somebody to go, okay, we're going to show you what it did. Because I think that Emmett Till picture changed many, many people. And I think we need one for these machine guns so that people can actually see what they're doing. We just see the police tape. We see it cordoned off. And, you know, in the same way that images galvanize us, you know, whether it's the Oklahoma City bombing, the police officer carrying the dead baby out, or the kid running with napalm, the George Floyd murder, you know, when we see it, we go, wow, and it actually helps us. And the Emmett Till, you know, it changed everybody. Like, this is what they do to a 14-year-old kid. It just helps it helps us galvanize and see the world in a different way. So, that's my wish, you know.
Not
that
so
I look at it.
Take a call. It.
I can't even look at the sick dogs on ASPCA, you know, ASPCA. But I, yeah. you know, I think it would help, you know. I think it would make people go, oh, my God. So,
that's wonderful. Yeah. I'm going to, I agree with you. I'm going to, should we take a caller?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Sure.
Here we go. Hello. Hello, 858-736. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Hi. Hi there. My name is Kimberly. And my
Hi, Kimberly.
Birthday, hi. My birth date is November 2nd, 1967.
Yes. And time?
12.05 p.m.
And where?
Glendale, California, L.A. area.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to Humboldt County.
Yeah. As opposed, yes.
Right. And what can, how can I help you?
So I'm just looking for, you guys are amazing. Thank you. I love your insights. I have two things. Number one, I kind of feel like what shoes are about to drop. I mean, I just feel like there's just been this succession of, you know, things that are like really out of the blue and just hitting. And, you know, to your point, all of you have kind of made the point that some of it you're like, oh, yeah, that again. But so, I mean, I see there's some patterns, but is this coming to a close here soon? I've got some work issues.
Not today. Not this weekend. you know, the eclipse was very close to your moon, and today and tomorrow the sun conjuncts Uranus exactly opposed your moon. So it does feel like, you know, some of that you have moon in the 10th house, so it may be around work or around, you know, people that you've looked up to or family members. Do you feel like there's some tension between changes at home and changes at work that you've been mediating between?
Oh, without a doubt. There's multiples and multiples, yeah. My husband and I run three companies. I mostly run them. I do.
Mm-hmm.
We share one, and he helps with one. I'm trying to get out, and so I can do something else that I want to do more. I kind of run the day to day. Like what I do is the detail part that requires the day to day. And so I keep trying to hire someone to replace me. That's not going to happen. So. I just haven't been able to do it. And so I'm like, okay, I'm meant to do this work. So I'm trying
you
to
know,
figure out how I can do this.
I would say one of the things is that's going to be so important, and you may be out of this within 3 months when your progressed moon goes in into Sagittarius. And you may like, done, but you're a little impatient, I think, when you bring someone aboard, that you're so ready to get out of there that you hope that they're going to, but, you know, the best way to get you to do something is to do it wrong in front of you because you're a perfectionist about how things are done. So, you know, you don't train them and give them enough of a learning curve with you running support wheels. You know, you need training wheels on your trainee and to watch them and check in on them and then be there to check on all their work for a while. And then you can bring someone in. That's what I'm seeing. What do you see, Anne?
I would agree. One, you do the work of four people. So you're not going to replace yourself with one. You're going to need four people to replace you. So you kind of think of it as, you know, who does which jobs and what you need for that kind of person. And then once, to Heather's point, once your progressed moon goes into Sag, then your Jupiter in Virgo natally and by progression gets activated. And Jupiter is in Taurus in a couple of weeks. So that'll help a lot in terms of finding, you know, finding people to take stuff off your plate. But you have a pretty big finger of God in your chart. I'm going to count your north node as the apex of it. So that's under a lot of developmental change right now. But I think you need to think of it as I need a few. And right now your Mercury and your Sun are Kazemi, which means your chart is really firing great on let me figure out the organization I need to put in place. And I would think of it as a longer term thing, like let me get it up over the summer with the idea I'll refine it in the fall, because Pluto's going to be in Capricorn on your ascendant all fall. So you want to kind of map out, okay, which chart, which plans go to where. And if you do it that way, it'll help. But you need to think of it as you do the work of five people, and you do it in 10 minutes, and they're going to take a day, and even if you hire the most efficient people. But you'll get there, but it's going to be a frustrating process, I think, you know, because you're so fast, you know. Mark, what do you think?
Yeah, you need to let people have their own process. So you're going to be so anxious to bring people in, and you see their potential. And sometimes you're right, and sometimes you're not, because they're not ready for it. So you think everybody's ready for it, because you are, and you have that impatience. But you got to listen to them when they say that. When they say we're not ready.
I just said to somebody, I am done hiring people's potential. They need to bring it.
Yeah.
But, you know, you have to be willing to train them, because no one's going to do it the way you do it. So, hire someone with a training and say, you know, the first 6 weeks you get this pay because you're in training. And once you fully can take over, then you get this pay. You know, give yourself that room.
Yes, makes perfect sense. I literally do 3 or 4 different task things that are completely separate. And yes, you guys are confirming everything. This feels really good. Thank you so much. Now, as far as health things going on, do you guys see, like, if things come up, I hear Anne say sometimes, hey, if things come up, make sure you're getting in there. I mean, I've got a lot of people around me having health issues that are close family members, and I'm like, whoa, you know,
I see a lot of responsibility for other people that, like, you're trying to figure out where do you take care of them? I think most of the time what you need to do is just be sympathetic, not try to save them or fix them. That's what I'm saying. Anne, what are you saying?
Yeah, I think there's a passel of them right now, and part of it is, do they want to get better? That's the other piece. And if they, your chart's going to want them to get better, but they may not want to, and you have to kind of let them have their process. I think it does get a little easier once the planets calm down a little, but right now I would imagine there's a lot of health stuff surfacing, really tied to long term not taking care of themselves, so they have to agree to change, and that's part of the frustration your chart's having right now, because you would change, but there, you know, because you've got that Capricorn rising, you're like, well, what do I have to do to fix it? And a lot of people, when faced with health stuff, go, oh, I guess that's my fate, or I have to suffer now. And you're kind of like, no, fix it. So that part you have to maybe be a little more patient with. And that's the Neptune opposite to Venus and the Uranus, right? You know, everybody processes illness in their own way. And your chart is a can-do kind of person, plus the Virgo Venus, like, all right, what do I have to do? But not everybody else. And, of course, Scorpios are very regenerative. So you can get better quicker than most people, right? You're down for a day and they're down for a week. Mm-hmm. Again, the same speed of getting your jobs done is your regenerative ability health-wise. And not everybody has that same speed. Yeah. Mark, what do you think?
Yeah, the other thing you have is your moon in Scorpio is conjunct Neptune. And that makes you very well unqualified to diagnose. So whether you're diagnosing yourself or others, it brings in difficulties. And so don't listen to your own diagnosis.
And, okay, that's good to know.
You know.
Okay,
there are
who
will work with you. So.
At a time. So we need to kind of wrap it up. This is Heather saying goodbye from Ronan, Montana. And Anne?
Saying goodbye from Boca Ciega Bay, the blue desk, the turquoise desk here.
And Mark.
And Mark Wolf from the Hudson River in New York.
Care of yourselves, everyone. We'll see you back here next week.
Thank you. Have a good Mother's Day. Have a good Mother's Day. Yay.
Yes.
That's right.
Take care.